Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Bob Dussey, or both, have you guys ever had a hot mic moment while on the air? Accidentally let out a cuss word while covering a topic? That got you guys fired up. Nothing derogatory, but a cuss word.
Yeah, a little every once in a while. I mean, very rare for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I remember when Tyrann Mathieu got signed by the Chiefs in the offseason. Bink and I were doing Bink at Night.
Yeah.
And I played the National Geographic video of like the honey badger.
Yeah.
And Binkley, before we did, he's like, hey, make sure you get the right one, because one of them cusses in it. And I played the first one. It was like, the honey badger doesn't give a blank. And I went over, he's like, hey, told you, Dustman. It's awesome. You'd be ready to be fired. And I was like, oh, thanks, Jay. Appreciate that. Oh, yeah, right away. He's like, hey, it's great. And he just, it's one of those things where, like, it was over. Like, he wasn't going to let it go.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe you played. Hey, I told you, man. I told you.
So like, he didn't let something go? Really, Jay? Yeah. I mean, it's never happened
he's
before.
Like, Dustman, the cuss man. So he kept, like, calling me or something like that. I was like, stop it, Bink. He's like, yeah, well, you know, honey badger. He's like, hey, Dustman, play that clip again. Just kidding. Don't do it.
Who do you want hitting third, Jay?
Nobody.
Yeah. No doubt.
The American male, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Binkley.
Yeah, he's like Al Bundy.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, which that's not bad.
I mean, the two greatest shoe salesmen of all time, Michael Jordan and Al Bundy. I mean, it's like, it's right up there.
And then he worked at a donut shop in Wayne's World.
That's right.
So last minute moves, you think there could be some for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Yahoo Sports had like one last minute move for everybody. And Mac, I'm more about some of these ancillary players than Dusty and I do, but I kind of like this one. And they said a last minute move for the Chiefs would be Brandon Scherff, an offensive guard. I'm like, I really don't hate that at all. And you start to think, okay, why is he not signed by anybody? Well, he's 33 years old. He is been around the block, you know, for more than a decade in the NFL. So he's got the time thing. They think maybe he's going to ask $7-9 million. Maybe nobody wants to spend that money quite yet. Maybe he just doesn't want to play and is waiting for the right team to come along. But this was a guy who did not give up a sack last year at the guard position. And I know we all want Kingsley to earn this spot. And I want to give Kingsley the opportunity to earn the spot, because I'm not one of these guys where if you had a bad year, you don't get another opportunity. Guys can get better. It is okay. I know in sports, if somebody performs poorly, we just want to throw them out and never give them another opportunity. Kingsley didn't have a great year last year, but he was a rookie. He wasn't playing a position that he was clearly comfortable in. They're going to move him to guard. I like to see what he can do at guard. But this Brandon Scherff actually has me kind of intrigued a little bit. He's a veteran guy. We're going, you know, into senior year, kind of the last dance with all of these guys. You want to put your best foot forward? Maybe that is a guy you consider signing. You know, if they did sign him, it wouldn't be something that I would hate, right? I wouldn't sit here, oh my God, I can't believe they signed this guy. I'd be like, well, Veach knows what he's doing, so bring this guy in and see what he can do. But I thought that was kind of intriguing yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, he's played the last three full seasons, all 17 games for the Jaguars.
Does it matter that he plays right guard, left guard, left side?
Pretty interchangeable with the guards, especially if you're a guy like a vet. And he's played both sides. He's also has slid out to tackle before. This is a guy who could potentially be, you know, someone, if injuries happen, maybe Kingsley has to come in at the left guard and Scherff goes, okay, I can go over to right side for a little bit and I can be a dependable piece to move around. And if you said $7-9 million for a guy who is top half of the league at his position, probably. Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yeah, I mean, if they can afford it and they pay him, that's fine. They can take care of the money side of things. But it's interesting that he's still sitting out there. You have to wonder if he has the desire to play. And at 33 years old, after you've been through a decade in the NFL, he may be like, I'm out, man. I don't want to do anything. Or he may just sit back and go, I ain't going to training camp this year. I'll tell you that right now. But somebody's going to need me later on. And then I'll go and I'll sign with that team. But if you're Brandon Scherff and you play for New England, or not New England, but Jacksonville and
Washington,
wouldn't you want an opportunity to come play for a team that you ring chase later in your career? And I know there's been a lot of noise in New England about the Patriots wanting to sign this guy too. And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, if there's some noise boys out there. You can get better at this position, but maybe they don't have the money. Who knows what the Chiefs have, because you got to have the upfront money and pay them, and they got other things going on that they need to take care of, like Trey Smith, and get that figured out before they look and go and get a guy like Brandon Scherff. But I kind of like it from a depth perspective and maybe even from a starting perspective at this point in time.
Five-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro in 2020, I think.
Yeah. 315 pounds, 6'5". I mean, the definition of Iowa.
Yeah, really it is. No, you're 100%. Because I was thinking the same thing.
He is Brandon. He is blue-eyed, corn-fed farm boy from Iowa. Went to Iowa, 6'5", 315 pace guard. Like, that guy is, you know, the only thing that is questionable to me is obviously the money. Because if they weren't going to give it to Tooney, why would they give it to Scherff?
A lot more to Tooney, though, okay. A lot more to Tooney.
Yeah. So it depends. Then that's what I'm trying to figure out. And, like, is it a one-year player, like, team option deal, too? Is it a two-year, you know, whatever it may be?
You just get this year. Yeah.
Plus, I mean, look, you've got Kingsley, and you've got the guy you signed in the offseason. Plus,
Warren,
you have, if Joshua Simmons is what, you know, Travis Kelce's describing as a monster in his podcast, which we'll play later for you. And then what Andy Reid is saying, like, he's ready to go in St. Joe. I mean, I don't mean to rhyme, but that's what Andy Reid said.
Yep.
You have, and again, I know this is like bullpen arms when it comes to the offensive line. You can never have enough, but you're deep already. So I would love Scherff to get here, because if we continue the Scherff side, right? We could have Scherff side with Scherff side. We can do that all the way through football.
Right.
You know, the hell with lemonade and tea in the winter. You got Scherff side and Scherff side. I mean, great combination. But no, I mean, like, yeah, you got, you know, Moore, and you got, you know, I don't know what Juwan Taylor's status is as a locked in right tackle, but I mean, you're pretty deep on the offensive line. So depending on what this guy wants, if he's a fit and wants to come here and you can add more depth, I'm all for it. Because I mean, you could never have too many bullpen arms. You could never have too many offensive linemen. Look at the two Super Bowls you've gotten absolutely waxed in. Offensive line was the issue. Yep. You'd do anything to have a Brandon Scherff last year.
Hell yeah, you would. Hell yeah, you would. And a really good offensive lineman, too. We're not talking about bringing in a guy who hasn't played in 2 years. Who's that guy, Taylor Lewan, that everybody wants all the time that's running a podcast or whatever? Yeah. Taylor Lewan's available. The guy hasn't played since Carter was president, man. Like, what are we doing here? This guy played last year and dominated last year, and he's out there. But also, too, if he's out there and he dominated last year, maybe he's just done, you know, and that's the thing. So that's up for them to do their due diligence and find out. Maybe he's not a fit here. Maybe they've already called this guy and said, hey, you know, would you like to come here? And he goes, I don't know. And he hung up the phone, right? It's like one of those type of deals. And so we'll see as it progresses. But I think you guys are right. I think there's a lot of really good depth on this offensive line right now. That's why when I see, oh, the offensive line is weak, that's low-hanging fruit. I want to kick people in the nuts when they say that, because that is just low-hanging fruit when you continue to talk about the offensive line being there. We don't know what Josh Simmons is at left tackle. And that's really the only true unknown, because we've never seen him play in the NFL before.
I'd say Kingsley. Along that,
a little bit. You kind of know what Kingsley's like. Like, at least
I
there's a little.
I don't know what Kingsley's
like. Right, but yeah, but he can change who he is, right? And he's here. And I always go back, and it's maybe it's elementary, and I need to think outside the bun a little bit on this one. But if Andy Reid is telling me this guy is good enough to play, who am I to say he's not? Andy Reid has been around this league and coached in this league longer than anybody, understands the offensive line position better than anyone. Andy Hex, one of the best offensive line coaches out there. And if those guys feel that they can go win games with Kingsley at guard, who the hell am I to sit here and say they can't? Andy Reid's not coming in here and telling us how to do a radio show, and neither is Andy Heck, and I wouldn't want them to, just like they don't want me telling them what they should do along the offensive line. So I trust those guys that they're going to do it the right way, because they've got the track record. They've earned that benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'll always trust their decision-making. I will say, just to play devil's advocate, you know, they felt that Kingsley was good enough to play left tackle last year, and he obviously wasn't, and what... Wanye Morris, you know, those guys weren't. And so you guys talk about depth. I think in theory it's there.
Who was the starting left tackle last year going into the season at the beginning of the year?
I think it was Kingsley for the first two games, and then they switched to Wanye.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Kingsley, and he got absolutely obliterated.
For like a game and a half. Yeah.
Like, and it was like, this can't happen.
And then it was Wanye who got less obliterated, but still. I think if Kingsley, like in theory, they've got six really solid to really even really good linemen. But if Kingsley is not that guy, all of a sudden you've got your starters with Jalen Moore put in there, and the depth isn't there. So to me, I'm adding Scherff. If he doesn't start, great. If he, you know, he's going to add competition in that room to make Kingsley have a little more pressure. Even guys like, you know, Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith, like, okay, this is a former Pro Bowler, All Pro guy sitting here behind us. We got to bring it every day.
Well,
so
he could be good
like
for
it.
Trey too, to just to pick his brain.
100%,
I mean, like
yeah.
you want your young guys to learn from the guys who've been around the block, ways to cheat, ways to get an edge, you know, like that kind of stuff that the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coaches aren't telling you, but the player goes, all right, here's what we're going to do. Screw with this. Like I do with Spectre all the time, right? We're not going to listen to what he does. We're going to do what we're going to do, right? That type of thing. Like, you need those guys. And somebody who's played in the league for a long time can have a great effect over some of these younger players. So, like, the more we've talked about it, the more I'm like, just go sign the guy, man. Take care of business and sign this dude. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.